With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Arnold, and you're listening to Voyage 35 Radio, home of some of the best progressive rock music on the internet, and I think you will like it.
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Prague Land. This is Big Tony, the Prague Squatch, coming at you one more time with episode number 235, and it's another great variety episode where I'm going to play a bunch of different stuff from a bunch of different groups. And this time I have more music I'm trying to jam into this show than I ever have before. So I'm not going to waste too much time on preliminaries. I'm just going to get right into things here. And the first thing I wanted to play today is from the Neil Morse Band. Recent release, 2015, from The Grand Experiment was the name of the album. And of course we know Neil from Spock's Beard, Transatlantic, Flying Colors, and Solo. And in this particular album, he was trying to put together more of a band, and it has a bit more of a band kind of feel. Neil's joined by Randy George on bass, Mike Portnoy, longtime Neil collaborator from Dream Theater and Flying Colors and such, on drums. Bill Hubauer played some clarinet, flute, guitars, and keyboard. And Eric Gillette handles some of the vocals on the album along with Neil. But anyway, I'm going to get right into the track. It's the opening track from the album, The Grand Experiment, released this year. And the name of the song is The Call.
Leave it all behind you. Time to let it go. Free the chains that bind. Your heart go and follow the call.
Leave it now. You know it's time. The grief you need, you're feeling, but your feelings don't define who you are. You're more than your mind. So reach for the connection, leaving everything behind. Oh.
Thank you.
Once again, that was The Call from Neil Morse from his The Grand Experiment album, just released earlier this year. I thought it was a really strong album. It's got Neil's trademark ambitious symphonic prog style on there. There's a lot of prog hallmarks and killer keyboards and drumming, bass, wailing guitars, but always making sure to incorporate those catchy melodies and strong choruses. Once again, that was the Neil Morse band, The Call. Next up, I'd like to do something from a UK band called Magenta. They were formed in 2001. Rob Reed, a talented keyboardist, composer, who had been on several projects and in several prog bands, signed up Christina Murphy on vocals. She's now Christina Booth, having since been married. And they've made a handful of albums in the intervening years. Some of them are rated very high by my peers on sites such as Prog Archive. But I'm going to play something from their latest album, which was released in 2013. It was called The 27 Club. And on this album, we have Christina and Rob Reed, joined by Chris Fry on electric guitars, and a special guest, Andy Edwards, on drums. This album, as the name implies, dealt with that whole mythos of the 27 Club, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. There's a song on there called Pearl. There's an Electric Land song. But the one I've decided to play is the ode to Jim Morrison, I guess, entitled The Lizard King by Magenta from their 27 Club album released in 2013.
Good. I've seen the sun so bright, walking in the heat into the night, never having dreamt the time would slip away. Stepping out upon the stage, the noise, singing out the words, one will, one voice, a time to open my mind, the fears to live, a truth to find.
I'm has played its part. I've had the time of which you dream. Now hold me in your arms when my heart is gonna break. My life he has to take. I will love you. When you're searching through the night to find me in the light, I will love you. As I look into your eyes, I see the new sunrise.
Once again, that was The Lizard King by Magenta from their album The 27 Club, released in 2013. I think this track, I think they did a good job summing up the crazy person that was Jim Morrison. You know, this song is by turns brooding and moody, and then it's eccentric, manic at times. It all comes together, 12-minute excursion. I dug it. I hope you did too.
Voyage 35 Radio. Modern progressive rock tunes.
I'm going to move things along here with a band called Methexis. This is a Greek project. Actually, it's the creative vehicle of one Nikitas Kisonis, who's been in a couple of bands. Verbal Delirium and Yianesis, I guess, or Yianes. I'm not good at Greek, sorry. But anyway, I think Martin over at Prog Radar turned me on to this. I think it was on his list of best of 2015 so far, so I went and checked it out. The name of the album is Suicidy, and it was released this year. I'm going to play a cut from it called Chapter 2, Interior Sunlight. Again, this is Methexis.
Seems perfect just to be the last. treason, trapped in treason.
Take me home. everlasting curse and blessing, memories lasting, curse and blessing.
Once again, that was called Chapter 2, Interior Sunlight, by Methexis from their Suicide album. The album is it's a concept album that follows the life cycle of a person from childhood through adulthood and even into old age. And it's full of all kinds of references about our odd self-destructive tendencies as a race. You know, this song, it's got some more moody parts, some great guitar work. I mean, it's kind of all over the place. It has a whole lot of different things going on, and it's 8 minutes and 20 seconds. And Nikitas, he brings together a lot of different elements in his music, and it's really fun to go along for the ride with him. He takes you some places. He makes some unexpected turns along the way, and that's what keeps it fun. Once again, that was Methexis by Nikitas Kisonis is the main driving force. Their album, Suicide, from earlier this year. The next thing I'm going to do is by a U.S. band called Kinetic Element. The main driving force behind this band is Mike Visaggio. And on this album, he's joined by Todd Russell on guitar, Mark Tupko on bass, and Michael Murray on drums with a few guests, vocalists. Demetrius Lefavors, Mike Florio, and Michelle Schrotz. For this program, I decided to play a track called... Well, I should back up just a second and tell you. You should go and like Kinetic Element, because actually I won their first album by being a randomly selected like on Facebook. I guess every 50 likes or something, he randomly selects one of the last 50 people, and you can get a download of either... or he'll even send you a physical copy, I believe, Mike Visaggio. So you might want to go check that out. Maybe you'll be lucky too. I had this latest album, but, I was able to get their first album and check it out. So it gave me a little bit of a foundation, to see where they had been and see where they've come to. But anyway, this album that they just released is called Travelogue. And, the song I'm playing is called Into the Lair. We'll be right back.
lost can be changed and we're borrowed. New guarantees will pass as we take over your life. You'll only be too happy to take the knife and cut your ties with the freedom that was, but no longer is. For nothing it does. For nothing it does.
Once again, that was called Into the Lair by Mike Visaggio and his cohorts in Kinetic Element from their Travelogue album just released. You can hear in this music that they definitely have a rooting in the old school Prague, the British style. It's a very symphonic affair. But you find elements of like jazz rock thrown in, especially in some of the guitar work. So I think it's, definitely a very interesting project they have going on right here. And I hope to hear more from them in the future. And once again, I'll thank Mike for, sending me that first album. He sent me both of them actually. Now that I'm on progzilla.com, people send me albums and stuff. It's tough being me. I have to listen to all this music. Anyway, thanks Mike for the albums. And I hope I'm helping you out by putting the word out there. You definitely got a good project going there. But I'm going to move things along here. We have so much more music to cover. The next thing up is by a classic artist who continues to produce some pretty cool music, in my opinion, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull fame. I'm going to play something from Thick as a Brick 2, which was released as an Ian Anderson album. And when I first saw that it was going to be an Ian Anderson album, I was a little disappointed because I'm a big fan of Martin Barr, or as Ian sometimes jokingly put it in the French pronunciation, Martin Barre. But anyway, I was a little disappointed to see that they weren't going to be working together anymore, and it seems like they're probably done. But this album and the follow-up, Homo Erraticus, they're both really good albums by Ian, and he's surrounded himself with some great players, and it carries a lot of the classic Tull sound, as you'll see. The track that I've decided to play from the album is called Banker Bets, Banker Wins, and is from Thick as a Brick 2, released, I think it was 2013.
City pound, canary wharf, a cushy number, flicky bastard. Banker bets, banker wins, never miss yet for all his sins. Catch funds, wraps, and equities, accusates. In fierce attendance, trusts and guilds, reserve currencies, liquid gold, in safe attendance. Banker bets and banker wins, never miss yet for all his sins. A troughing fueled by forecasts and hot share options, big fat bonus in the office. shouting. Draconian calls for regulation. Her drowned in latte with Starbucks muffin. Mortgage meltdown, non-est mea culpa. Threatened exit, stage left laughing. Banker bets and banker wins. Never missed yet for all his sins. Banker bets, checks in the post. Not where the ink, it's written in.
Once again, that was Banker Bets, Banker Wins from Thick as a Brick 2 by Ian Anderson. As you could hear on this track, there's a lot of familiar elements going on in the music. And lyrically, the whole album deals with whatever happened to the protagonist, I guess, from the first Thick as a Brick album, Gerald Bostock, the fictitious Little Milton who supposedly wrote the lyrics for the album. And it was all very tongue-in-cheek with the St. Cleve Times and everything, and the whole newspaper and the old vinyl. I had the entire newspaper in there. It was really interesting. They have a singular wit about them, those Jethro Tull guys, back in 1972. But I thought this was, you know, I mean, it's got big shoes to fill, obviously. But there were a lot of really cool things going on here. And Ian, you know, as he's gotten older, he may not be able to hit some of the same high notes and stuff, but he's developed a kind of a cool, almost half singing, half talking kind of delivery, stays in his range. The lyrics are always fantastic. And this music, I'm sure you could hear it. It reminds you of the first album, you know, Thick as a Brick, without really stealing from it or repeating it. There's just enough similarities there that it all feels really comfortable. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. It was called Banker Bets, Banker Wins by Ian Anderson from his Thick as a Brick 2 album. That's going to bring me to the second Greek project I'm going to feature on this program. And they are Cicada. They have three main members. Evangelina Kozoni on vocals. Yorgos Mouhos, acoustic, classical, and electric guitars and backing vocals. And Yanis Iliakis on drums, percussion, and marimba. Oh, I'm sorry, there's actually four of them at this point. Nicholas Nikolopoulos on flute, tenor sax, mellotron, synthesizer, recorder, electric and grand piano, organ, and glockenspiel. And they had various artists. This music is very much rooted in folk music. I think you'll find it a little similar to maybe some Jethro Tull, even some Griffin. I'm going to go ahead and play the song and let you hear it and draw your own conclusions. The name of the song is Around the Fire. It's from their album The Finest of Miracles, which was just released earlier this year. Thank you. Just to reiterate, that was Around the Fire by Cicada from their The Finest of Miracles album released in 2015. Now, I thought I might give you a little heads up. There are several bands named Cicada out there. These guys spell it C-I-C-C-A-D-A, and they're from Greece. Anyway, this band was originally suggested to me by an old friend from back in the early days, Gary Oppenheist. So if you're still out there, Gary, I finally got around to doing the Cicada, man. But anyway, yeah, I mean, this song, what can you say about it? It's definitely very symphonic in structure. It's constantly moving through different musical passages and different feels. You know, there's joyous passages and quieter passages. There's all kinds of great guitar work. Flute, fantastic flute work. You got mellotrons, everything I love in a great prog track, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, once again, you should check these guys out. Really cool band from Greece, Cicada, with two C's in the middle. That's going to bring me up to the last thing I'm going to do today. And in keeping with a trend I've developed lately, I'm going to leave you with a classic. I'm going to delve into the classic corner, and this week I'm digging out some John and Vangelis. For those who don't know, at one point Vangelis was actually thought to be a candidate for replacing Rick Wakeman, and yes, when Wakeman was leaving the fold, that didn't work out, but the friendship between John Anderson and Vangelis continued, and in the late 70s, the mid to late 70s, they actually put out a handful of albums together. The Friends of Mr. Cairo is a classic, the song and the album. Yeah, even Short Stories, great album. I mean, they're really good albums. The one I'm going to play today is from Private Collection, which was released in 1983. And the name of the song is He Is Sailing.
Thank you.
Once again, that was our classic by John and Vangelis from Private Collection in 1983. The name of the song, He Is Sailing. And what can I say about it? I think this shows some of the best of their collaboration. It's got John doing what he always did in any group or project that he was involved in, and that's delivering a fantastic melody over top of the music, you know, with that angelic voice. And there's some neat things going on where there's synthesizers, where he's doing ahs, and then it kind of turns into synthesizers, and they're kind of swirling around, going back and forth between the channels. And yeah, you know, you have some of John's spacey stuff, a little bit of his made-up language stuff, the Cocose de Toca or whatever he's saying. But it doesn't bother me. I've just come to accept it. Even when he was singing regular English, I had a hard time telling what he was saying anyway. So I just learned to just like kick back and enjoy the ride. And I hope you enjoyed it too. The song definitely has this, it just kind of sails in, takes you away for a while, and then just sails away again. I've always liked it. It's, once again, it was He Is Sailing from Private Collection. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. And, yeah, I think this one is a little bit of a long one, but I slated some really great music, and I didn't want to cut anything out, so I went with it. So, yada yada, you know, if you're liking the show, please like me on Facebook, Prog-Watch. You can also follow me on Twitter at ProgSquatch, all one word, ProgSquatch. And until next time, I will say to you, my friends, Prog on, brothers and sisters.